Listening. For items 1 to 10, listen to a part of an interview with a man called Tony Little, who makes wildlife films and works for a wildlife conservation organization called the Nature Trust. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C, according to the text you hear. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items.
With me today, I have Tony Little, who is well known for making wildlife documentaries and has just been made president of the Nature Trust. Tony, I've got a lot of questions here sent in by our listeners. The first one is, what do you think is going to be your hardest challenge during your time as president?
Well, I think most people nowadays understand what the Nature Trust is about. We have quite a few neighbourhood groups in the UK now, but these consist mainly of adults. And what I want to do is get kids to take an interest too. Not always as easy as you might imagine. You know, helping out just for the fun of it. Clearing woods and counting different bird species, things like that.
Another listener wants to know, is there any special area that you would say needs attention most? For example, our use of plastic.
People are doing quite a bit to help conservation and the environment. However, what we do forget is the rubbish we pump into the sea. The amount of plastic waste we find on beaches is horrendous, and this causes serious problems to wildlife. Changing to paper bags would help enormously, but this might take some time, as people are so used to having plastic ones.
Someone has asked about your new website, Nature Talk. Can you tell us about that?
It's a project we're launching next month. We're confining ourselves, first of all, to animals which have a healthy population. There'll be maps on the website, so you'll be able to pinpoint where these animals live, and information about those areas, whether it's a forest or whatever. We're not expecting you to actually go and visit them.
You're known for your work with wildlife. Susan Smith wants to know, what have you achieved that you are most proud of?
Actually, one of my most popular films was the one I did on lions, but I didn't feel it got anywhere near, in terms of being closest to my heart, to the time I spent rescuing orphan monkeys. The special sanctuary I set up won a World Nature Prize. A close second would be the research project I was involved with on whales in the South Atlantic. I spent quite a bit of time there, and it was brilliant.
I have a letter from Peter MacDonald, who wants to become a cameraman. Any advice to give him?
Well, Peter, first of all, let me say the financial rewards can be great if you get the right pictures. When you start out, though, it'll take you some time to get your name known, so jobs will be few and far between. You'll need to stick with it. It's interesting how many people think the job involves sitting in a tree for weeks waiting for an animal to appear, but that isn't always the case and shouldn't put you off applying to be a cameraman.
Many listeners have asked, is there any particular equipment that they should get if they want to be a naturalist?
I guess most people would think it's a camera. I obviously have a large number of different models and they're quite expensive. But I think any type will do. Even a cheap one these days is fine. What I wouldn't be without, though, are my binoculars, so get a top-quality pair. Another useful item is a good pair of walking boots, but they aren't top of the list.
So, a question from me now. What about the future?
Well, I have lots of ideas for new TV programmes, but not ones about mammals. I think my role should be to persuade people that wildlife isn't just about big, exotic animals. I know that tigers and polar bears are endangered, but, you know, so are a number of small insects and also plants, which can be found in local parks and gardens. We must make sure people don't forget them either.
That's great. Well, my thanks to Tony Little.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Listen to the text again.
With me today, I have Tony Little, who is well known for making wildlife documentaries and has just been made president of the Nature Trust. Tony, I've got a lot of questions here sent in by our listeners. The first one is, what do you think is going to be your hardest challenge during your time as president?
Well, I think most people nowadays understand what the Nature Trust is about. We have quite a few neighbourhood groups in the UK now, but these consist mainly of adults. And what I want to do is get kids to take an interest too. Not always as easy as you might imagine. You know, helping out just for the fun of it. Clearing woods and counting different bird species, things like that.
Another listener wants to know, is there any special area that you would say needs attention most? For example, our use of plastic.
People are doing quite a bit to help conservation and the environment. However, what we do forget is the rubbish we pump into the sea. The amount of plastic waste we find on beaches is horrendous, and this causes serious problems to wildlife. Changing to paper bags would help enormously. But this might take some time, as people are so used to having plastic ones.
Someone has asked about your new website, Nature Talk. Can you tell us about that?
It's a project we're launching next month. We're confining ourselves, first of all, to animals which have a healthy population. There'll be maps on the website, so you'll be able to pinpoint where these animals live, and information about those areas, whether it's a forest or whatever. We're not expecting you to actually go and visit them.
You're known for your work with wildlife. Susan Smith wants to know, what have you achieved that you are most proud of?
Actually, one of my most popular films was the one I did on lions, but I didn't feel it got anywhere near, in terms of being closest to my heart, to the time I spent rescuing orphan monkeys. The special sanctuary I set up won a World Nature Prize. A close second would be the research project I was involved with on whales in the South Atlantic. I spent quite a bit of time there, and it was brilliant.
I have a letter from Peter MacDonald, who wants to become a cameraman. Any advice to give him?
Well, Peter, first of all, let me say the financial rewards can be great if you get the right pictures. When you start out, though, it'll take you some time to get your name known, so jobs will be few and far between. You'll need to stick with it. It's interesting how many people think the job involves sitting in a tree for weeks waiting for an animal to appear, but that isn't always the case and shouldn't put you off applying to be a cameraman.
Many listeners have asked, is there any particular equipment that they should get if they want to be a naturalist?
I guess most people would think it's a camera. I obviously have a large number of different models and they're quite expensive. But I think any type will do. Even a cheap one these days is fine. What I wouldn't be without, though, are my binoculars, so get a top-quality pair. Another useful item is a good pair of walking boots, but they aren't top of the list.
So, a question from me now. What about the future?
Well, I have lots of ideas for new TV programmes, but not ones about mammals. I think my role should be to persuade people that wildlife isn't just about big, exotic animals. I know that tigers and polar bears are endangered, but, you know, so are a number of small insects and also plants, which can be found in local parks and gardens. We must make sure people don't forget them either.
That's great. Well, my thanks to Tony Little.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task and transfer your answers into the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening task.